School Diet, Toowoomba, Queensland, October 21, 1899. Dear Brother McGann, W.C. White has sent me a copy of his answer to your letter. I think he has answered you wisely. I am much troubled in regard to writing cautions to my brethren in regard to the management of the work and in regard to bringing in reforms, for they mingle their own ideas with the light given. Will my brethren not cease to make appear as one the instruction given and the inferences which they draw from this instruction? The carrying of the indebtedness of the school in Battle Creek by the General Conference is plainly stated to be wrong. The Conference has no funds with which to do this and give the missions in foreign lands help which they do not receive. This is the game Satan has been playing to bind about the work of God. Through a disregard of the positive directions given by the Lord in various lines, he has sought to bring in his own methods. By human suppositions, men have made the instruction given of God of none effect. They have interpreted the plain words of the Lord to mean something after man's wisdom and not after the wisdom of God. Then they have gone straight forward with their own suppositions and plans. Light has been plainly given that those who minister in our schools, teaching the Word of God, explaining the Scriptures, educating the students in the things of God, should be supported by the tithe money. This instruction was given long ago, and more recently it has been repeated again and again. Only a few months ago it was plainly defined. Will my brethren use that which has been given them by the Lord just as it is, or will they mislead minds by following their own human devising, making it still harder for those who have been reproved by the Lord when it is hard enough for them to receive correction? Light was given in regard to the unfair dealing which had been shown in the matter of royalties. This matter could have been arranged in quietude without giving publicity to the evils corrected. But great publicity was given to the matter, and this brought in claims for royalty which were born entirely of selfishness. People came forward to press claims who were grasping for a chance to secure that which was not really theirs, while the real wrongs which should have been made right years ago were entirely neglected because of a spirit of bitterness and prejudice of which the actors should have been ashamed. When those who had been misused and deprived of their just dues were advised to pass the sponge over the account, it was for them to say they would do it. It was for them to say they would forgive the wrong done them, leaving the matter with the Lord. It was not left for those in authority to take the sponge and erase the figures. I was shown that this also was a test which would reveal hearts. As has been stated before, wrong actions were taken in regard to the gospel primer. Certain selfish men in positions of responsibilities took a decided course in the wrong direction, and Elder Olson allowed them to follow this course. Thus was done a work which demanded restitution. This work robbed the southern field of the means which God designed should go to it, and this money, both principal and interest, should be refunded. Not one penny of the money used in the publication of the gospel primer should have been charged against it. This should have been given as a donation, and the other books that shall be prepared for the southern free field should be published gratuitously. Other dishonest, intriguing actions were done in a secret, artful manner. People were turned away from their rights. Some of these things have never been adjusted. Men were inspired by the suggestions of the great adversary of souls to turn aside the counsels of God for human inventions. God declares, "Neither will I be with you any more until you put away all these unholy things from you." At the last General Conference, a work was started which God desired to have carried to every Seventh-day Adventist church in America. But Satan came in with the sons of God, and the very work that ought to have been carried forward by those who ought to have been worked by the Spirit of God failed of completion. The high expectations were without results. The influence which began to work at the conference was genuine, but the enemy interposed himself and spoiled the work by the deception he had prepared. The faith of many was dead, being alone. There was a large work to be done in cleansing the temple and the court thereof, but this work was not done. The life and power of God cannot be manifested until there is seen that faith which works by love and sanctifies the soul. As far as the work went, it was done with earnestness, fervor, and true zeal. And so far, God's blessing was given. But in the case of a large number, especially those in responsible positions in our institution, the work of the Spirit was quenched by a deception of the enemy. There was a reaping of that which had been sown. These things need to be studied. In regard to the schoolwork, God does not want it to die, but live. But actions directly contrary to a plain "Thus saith the Lord" have been taken. The indebtedness of the schoolwork has been increased by the erection of buildings in places where there were already buildings enough. The reason given for the erection of these buildings were not sound. The money thus used should have been invested in the erection of schools in new localities, thus distributing the light and gathering in a class of students who would not otherwise be reached. The knowledge of the truth should have been extended to places where there were no memorials to tell what truth is. God would have His word and His wisdom demonstrated. Truth has been so covered with the rubbish of error that it cannot shine forth in its native purity and brightness and illuminate the surrounding darkness. God would have His directions followed to the letter, that truth may be rescued from the companionship of error. He calls for all the talents with which He has endowed men. He calls upon His servants to receive from the Holy Spirit His sanctifying power, that the light may shine forth in clear, distinct rays amid the constantly increasing moral darkness which is becoming as black as sackcloth of hair over our world. As regard the debt on the Battle Creek College, I think that W.C. White has written wisely. It is your privilege to present the case to the churches and to ask them to help to lessen this debt. Then devise methods by which the school may be made self-supporting. This could have been accomplished in past years by increasing the rates of tuition. Here at Avondale, the tuitions at first were too low. Embarrassment was brought upon the school. We need to move solemnly and intelligently under the sanctification of the Holy Spirit. God has not forsaken His people, but His people have not followed the light given them. Had they obeyed His instruction, the sure result of obedience would have been seen, for heavenly agencies would have cooperated with human instrumentalities. The work would have extended and enlarged, and God would have been glorified. Our people are asleep upon the very borders of the eternal world. In our publishing houses, the increasing expense of bookmaking is consuming means which should be used to produce and impart solid instruction and to multiply the agencies for the extension of truth to places where there are now no memorials of His truth. Signed, Mrs. E.G. White.